Hi, it's Graham Stoney here, and we're talking dating and attraction. And I've got a really special guest with me here today who I think you're going to find very, very interesting. His name's Alex Coulson, and he's one of the world's leading experts, if not the world leading expert, on street dating and day game. He's been working in this field for about 5 years, and he currently runs the largest street dating site on the internet. He's been on national TV. So he really knows this stuff, and I think you're going to find him a very interesting guy with some fascinating tips and insights. So, Alex, I want to welcome you here today.
Thanks, Graham. Thanks for the intro. It's a bit of a mouthful, man.
No worries. So, could you tell us a little bit more about how you got into this whole street dating day game thing and advising guys on how to be more successful with it?
Yeah, sure. Well, I started off, I was working a 9-to-5 job, working around 40 hours a weekend. That was all I knew. Like, I didn't have any hobbies. I didn't go out at all. I stayed in. As soon as I came home from work, my typical day was I would hit the computer and I would just be playing games until 12 o'clock that night and go to sleep and then wake up the following day and go to work. You know, that was my routine. That was my rut. Mm-hmm. And women were non-existent to me. They were like a foreign species that I kind of wanted to get to know, but I was kind of scared off at the same time. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I really wanted to, you know, just strike. I would have really wanted a girlfriend at the time because a lot of my friends, they had girlfriends, and you know, we would go out and we would go to shopping or something, or we'd go out to a bar or a club, and I was basically the third leg. There would be two couples and all having fun and joking around, and usually my single status would always be brought up in the conversation, and it was kind of made fun of. And I was a single guy out, and I thought something, I've got to do something about this, but I don't know what to do. The first step was for me to go out and start meeting women, and that was a big step for me. So I went to a seminar down in Sydney, mm-hmm. where there was a dating coach. I can't remember who he was, but I saw him speak, and I thought, well, that's, I might take some advice and, start implementing it. And I met a really good, the guy sitting next to me was this Vietnamese guy. Mm-hmm. He was short, he was average looking, he was kind of like scary to look at. Like, he didn't really, he was a bit scary to look at. And I thought, okay, well, he goes, Alex, let's be a wingman. I'm like, what's a wingman?
Uh-huh.
And he says, oh, we should just hang out, go out, we'll start talking to women. I'm like, yeah, sure, I've got nothing else to do,
Okay.
And we went out 4 nights a week, and we went out during the day, every weekend for an entire year. I kid you not, it was full time, mm-hmm. going out, talking to girls, and that was basically my life for an entire year. We just kept going out, and the thing is, we started getting better after the third month or so. It took me about 3 months or so to get my first result. That's how bad I was.
Right.
Like, I would talk to a girl and the girl would be creeped out.
Okay.
That's happened a lot to me. That's in my early stages of learning this. The girls would just get creeped out because, I would start a conversation, but I didn't really know how to continue it. So, just to answer your question, I started getting better at this and better at this, and I thought, what would be really good, mm-hmm. is if I could watch some pickup videos.
Okay.
And there were none available. Like, there was no pickup videos at all on the internet. And I just wanted to see somebody walk up to a girl, start a conversation, make a laugh, get a phone number, and that's all I wanted. I would be happy just seeing that. It would save me so much time learning the skill. And I thought, well, okay, nobody's doing this, so let's just make one myself. So I've got a friend with a video camera, and this is pretty basic though, uh-huh. Graham. Like, we only had a really cheap video camera, and I saw these two girls sitting down at a cafe, and I walked up to them and I said, hey guys, can I get a female opinion or something? And I sat down and I just was on autopilot for the next 10 minutes
uh-huh.
talking to these girls, and one of them really digged me. This redhead loved, she loved me, and I'm like, this is fantastic. This is fantastic,
Yeah.
And we ended up getting her to sign a release form. Like, can we help her? Are you willing to help guys out with teaching guys the art of conversation and talking to women and how to get phone numbers and dates? And she's like, yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, guys need this skill. I'm like, fantastic. So, you know, I wasn't, you know, really, when I first made this, I made two videos and I put them on the internet. They're free. Mm-hmm. You can check out, if you go to succeedatdating.com, there's free pickup videos there. I put these on the online and I got a massive response. We had one video which cleared around nearly 400,000 views so far.
Uh-huh.
And it's guys email me saying, this is a great video, send me more. I'm like, well, why not? Why not I just make some more videos? And I did that. So that's really how I kind of got started into it. I kind of fell into it. But I mean, now I've been doing this now for 5 years and I'm just having a fantastic time. We run workshops now. I just came back from the States. We ran a workshop and a small seminar over there, and I just make pickup videos full time now.
Right, great. So this is fascinating because from what you've said, you've come from a position where I think a lot of guys feel that they're kind of stuck and frustrated, where they've just got no idea about this stuff, and you've, through a process, gone through to learn how to become successful at this, right? So you've seen both sides of this story, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why you're keen now on helping teach other guys how to get this together, because you know what it's like being that guy stuck at home playing video games Friday night because he doesn't know how to go out and meet women.
Yeah, that's it, and that's all they do. You know, Friday, Saturday night, they stay in. That's their comfort zone. They don't want to go out, and they don't want to go and talk to girls.
So how important do you think that is for a guy to have this skill, to the ability to just approach women and start conversations with them? And where do guys start?
It's okay. Well, I mean, it's a huge skill to learn how to, you know, talk to, because essentially what you're doing is you're learning how to warm up to strangers in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And this skill can be transferred to any part of your life. So, you know, your family, your friendships, a business, your confidence generally, public speaking. Learning how to talk to people, make them laugh, warm them up, and make them like you in a very short period of time will transfer to every part of your life, and you just feel fantastic for it. In regards to approaching women and warming up to women, learning how to approach women, it's one of the first skills you need to learn, obviously. I mean, you can sit in a seminar room and spend 3 days there and, you know, pay $3,000, and then you walk outside and you see a beautiful girl on the on the street walking towards you, and you'll freeze up.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you learn in the seminar, all you learn is theory.
Yep.
And theory doesn't help you. You know, it's the actual practical application of, you know, learning, training yourself to walk up to a girl and start approaching her, you know, walking up to a girl and talking to her. It's training your body to do that. So, for guys out there who want to start learning how to approach women, I suppose the first thing is you need something ready to say. Always have something on the tip of your tongue to say.
Mm-hmm.
And stick with it as well. Like, don't change it. I've actually created a product called 27 Proven Conversation Starters. And the thing is, something I failed to mention, this is the mistake on my part, is, you know, don't learn more. Pick one that you like and then just use that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have too many things to say, then, you know, you'll tend to freeze up and you're like, oh, which one should I say now? You know, should I say this one or should I say this one? Or
yeah, so I get the sense that a lot of guys out there perhaps are overcomplicating this. You really want just one simple opener that you can run with and then practice getting good at and develop your conversation skills from that over time, rather than 50 things to start with where you're kind of lost.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the more you tend to learn, the more you tend to analyze yourself. Like, I've been to seminars and, you know, I've read a lot of theory and a lot of books, and I find that there's a lot of techniques in there. Some of them really do help you. I'm not saying that they don't help you. They do. You need that theory. But a lot of guys, they tend to do it the wrong way. They learn all the theory first,
mm-hmm.
and they want to make it perfect. So when they see that beautiful girl walking down towards them, that leggy blonde in a very short skirt and heels, and, you know, the beautiful smile on her face, they want to make everything they say perfect. You know, the conversation starter, their stories, and the thing is, you'll be dead before everything's perfect. The perfection leads to procrastination.
Yeah.
Anyone in the success industry will know that. If you aim for perfection, you will always put it off because you're trying to be too perfect. You're trying to make it, too perfect. Yeah, that's probably a better way of explaining it. But it's much better to do something sloppily than not do it at all.
Yeah, because then you learn from the experience and you can improve it your next time around. But if you never even get started, then there's no opportunity to do that.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, you have to start going out and talking to women. I mean, regardless of your skill level, even if you don't really know how to, if you're thinking, oh, well, I don't really know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, later on in this audio, for the guys listening to this audio discussion now, you know, I'll give a few word-for-word conversation starters. But even if I give you that, if you just say that, that's a start.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll maybe give you a story or two, but I'm just saying that, you know, you don't need to have 5 minutes of material prepared. You don't need to have, story after story and all these different statements and cocky, funny banter lines. You don't need to have that. It helps if you do, but it's not essential. Most girls just want a guy to walk up to them and talk to them during the day.
Right. They just want the conversation to get started.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, funny, like when you walk down the street, Graham, do you ever see girls, like, give you, you know, they look at you and make eye contact with you and they look away and they look back again?
Yeah, yeah. That's a signal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a signal that she likes you. But the thing is, a girl is not going to, you know, she's not going to walk up to you and say something, is she?
She's waiting for you to make the approach.
That's right. It's always up to the guys to take charge of the interaction and lead it and walk up to her and, make that connection. It's always up to the guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of guys I know have this approach anxiety where they see a woman they want to go and talk to, but there's this sick feeling in the guts and they just feel like, oh, I can't do this. How do you get over that to get them started so the ball can start rolling?
Okay, well, approach anxiety. The first thing is a lot of guys who have that anxiety just don't know what to say. They're not prepared enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let me tell guys here, it's always about the result. It's not, you know, it's not about what you say. It's not about you. It's about the result. So if you're not getting numbers or you're not getting dates right now, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the fact. If you're not getting any success right now, you've got to work on something. Something is wrong and you're wasting your time. So, okay. So having something ready to say all the time. So I mean, my stock standard, my personal conversation starter is I tend to go more direct. Because I think that girls appreciate guys going direct, like walking up to them, smiling confidently and genuinely saying, you're beautiful. You know, hi, I just noticed you. And you probably don't get this much, but I have to say you have to be one of the most stunning girls I've seen in the last 3 minutes.
Okay, so you just put it straight out there.
You put it out there, and you're being a little cocky about it as well. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're the most stunning girl.
Right. In the last 3 minutes.
In the last 3 minutes. And that will bring a smile to her face. It brought a smile to your face. So it's girls like that because you're not only being confident, sincere, and genuine. If she truly is beautiful, she will know it, like guaranteed. Most girls know if they're beautiful or not.
Uh-huh.
And she'll appreciate the fact that you walked up to her during the day.
Mm.
And that will, you know, just saying that will get you somewhere. And after that, you need something else to say, obviously, after that.
Sure.
But let's just say that, you know, girls, if you just use that conversation starter, that will be enough most of the time. The girls will appreciate the fact that that you walked up to her, and she'll try and continue the conversation as well. Because girls get as nervous as guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they genuinely like you, they will try and keep the conversation going as well.
Yeah, got it. So now it's interesting, you're talking about meeting women during the day, because a lot of guys have this idea that you've got to get some perfect routine worked out so that you can meet women in nightclubs, and yet you prefer to do it during the day. So why is that? What's that about?
I think bars and clubs are great practice grounds. Like, I'm not going to discredit them. I think they're fantastic to practice because you go to a bar or a club, there's 50 women there within a short distance, like a few feet away, that will have a conversation with you. They're already lubricated with alcohol. They're in a very social move. They're out to party and to have fun and dance, and they're ready to practice on. So if you have any little stories and conversation starters and you're in a good mood, then by all means, go to bars and clubs to practice. But the reason I do it during the day is because I find that the most attractive girls go out during the day, and they're more openable to having a conversation with, because there's, for starters, there's no competition because there's no guys during the day that have the confidence to walk up to a girl and talk to her. Like, it's very, very rare that a guy will walk up to her and say exactly what I've said. Like, just go up to her and go direct. It's very, very rare.
Uh-huh.
And girls, there's no competition. So basically, you will stand out. I recall I approached this girl around 6 months ago. And it was actually during the day as well. So I think I walked up to her in a shopping mall, and I had like a, you know, when you walk through like Myers or David Jones, like very high end apartment stores, they give you like samples of cologne,
uh-huh.
and they give it to you on like little cardboard pieces, like little short little bookmark.
Yep.
And I got one which was, let's say for example, Giorgio Armani, and the other one was Hugo Boss, and I was smelling it. And I walked out the store, and I was walking in the shopping mall, and I saw this girl standing by herself, and I thought, well, I might get her opinion. So I walked up to her, and I said, oh, can I ask you a question? She goes, yeah. And I said, which is better? Do you think this one? And I gave her my right hand, and she smelled that. And then I said, do you think this one? And she smelled that one. She goes, oh, definitely the first one. It's more spicier, and it's got more musk in it, and it's more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, why do you ask? Are you going to buy it? I said, well, no, I just wanted to talk to you. What's right. your name?
Okay.
And, I mean, that was enough. And she goes, she laughed. She goes, yeah, that's what you know guys usually do. But, yeah, I'm Jessica. How are you going? I'm like, I'm Alex. It's good to meet you. So, you know, what's the story? What have you got going for you apart from your looks? And I mean, that's – I can't really remember, like, what else I said after that. But, I mean, that's basically what I said. And that was 6 months ago. And then I talked to this girl. I mean, I didn't think I got a phone number from that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 months later, I saw the same girl, and she was shopping in I think it was in like Kmart or something. And I was walking up, and I said, hey, how are you going? Jessica, right? She goes, yeah, Alex. And she actually remembered my name.
Uh-huh, okay.
And that really shocked me, thinking, wow, a girl actually remembered my name.
Right, it made an impact on her.
Well, yeah, because it like, solely for the fact that because our interaction 6 months ago only lasted for around 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but she remembered my name because I stood out. I was memorable. I was unforgettable because I'm the only guy that really approached her during the day and was genuine and you know had a little laugh with her. Because I didn't ask her, but the fact probably was like I was the only guy that probably I approached her during the day in that 6 month period.
Mm, got it. Yep. And so when a guy does approach a woman, how important do you think the intent of his approach is? Like, because guys sometimes put all this pressure on themselves by thinking, you know, I've got to get a number or I've got to get a date or I've got to get her back to my place or all that kind of stuff just adds pressure. How important do you think that is?
It's, I think you're putting undue pressure on, yeah, exactly, undue pressure on yourself. I mean, you don't really need that. I know it's stressful enough.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to a girl, like you see a girl and you're not really used to this, maybe you're just a beginner, and it's stressful enough for the fact that you have to walk over and talk to her. But if you're putting like a goal, like I need to get a phone number or I need to get a date or I need to get a kiss from this girl like right now,
mm-hmm.
like an impossible goal,
it's
not going to work in your favor. I mean, I know it's stressful enough, but if you do that, it's just you're going to put more pressure on yourself. And the thing is, it's like women have an intuitive sense. They will sense that you want something from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those people in the shopping mall that, you know, they're like Greenpeace, and you walk by and they're like, "Hi, how are you going? You know, I'm George. Nice to meet you." And they extend their hand, and you instantly know they want something from you.
Yeah.
And you just lock into this autopilot response and you walk the other way. You're like, no, thanks, not interested. It's like that with guys who want phone numbers. You know, they're talking to her and like, yeah, we should hang out sometime. Yeah, how about you give me your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know, they keep pressuring the girl for the phone number and they realize that if that's, you know, the guy really isn't interested in her, he's just interested in the fact that, you know, he wants a phone number. So whether he wants to show that off to his friends or, you know, that's his like short-term success. Like that's a fact. You know, that's like a
bragging rights.
Yeah, kind of like a symbol of his success with women, just getting a phone number.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, you don't need that pressure. So I think for guys who have that pressure, drop it all. Like mm-hmm. your only aim should be, I want to have a cool conversation. I want to make this girl smile, and I want to make her laugh.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the preview of this interview between Alex and I, talking about how to meet women during the day and out on the street. The full interview goes on to cover how to learn to be funny, the difference between being funny and being goofy, and what it is that attracts women, how to modify your approach so that you don't get rejected, where and how to practice with women, and much, much more. So if you want to grab a copy, this interview is available as a free bonus when you purchase How to Become a Chick Magnet.